Hello, Symphony Church. We are continuing in our journey through 2 Peter and finishing out with 2 Peter chapter 3. This is now the second letter that I am writing to you, beloved. In both of them, I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder that you should remember the predictions of the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior through your apostles, knowing this first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, "Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation." For they deliberately overlook this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water, and through water by the word of God, and that by means of these the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. But by the same word, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all of these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn? But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you, according to the wisdom given him, as he does in all his letters when he speaks in them of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. So Peter finishes out this letter by reminding the church of the eventual end times that they were waiting on. The end times were the ultimate conclusion of the church, where Jesus would return and the world as they knew it would pass, and God's presence will be on earth in fullness. Peter tells the church to remember that these things will happen, just as they were spoken of and written about, that even in the midst of suffering and waiting, as tragedy and persecution and sickness and death befell the church, and as people were crying out, "How long, Lord?" Even in the midst of scoffers and deniers that were saying that Christ isn't coming, that the scriptures and the prophets weren't pointing to the last days after all, even in those times, Peter said the church must remember and that they must have faith that Jesus will indeed return soon. Peter knew that it was so important for the believers to hang on not just to the everyday promises of God, but to the ultimate promise that is awaiting them. And that's true for us as well. If we live our lives practicing a faith that isn't framed by Christ's return, where we'll join him for eternity and be saved not according to our righteousness, but his righteousness by grace, then this life is all there is. We deny the full victory that Jesus had over death, and we fail to acknowledge the full extent of our Father's love for us and his redemptive plan for the world. Paul reminds the church in really beautiful imagery that the same word that God spoke, which created the universe and formed the heavens and the earth in the beginning, is the same word that now is storing up the heavens and the earth for a future day of great fire and cataclysm and apocalypse. And we might be like, Well, that's kind of crazy language. And it's true. Stay tuned because we start our journey through the book of Revelation tomorrow. But this is a reality, and it's a reality of hope that is written out for us because the fantastic events of the end times bring with them the final fulfillment of God's promise. And so we must be patient as God is patient. Peter says in verse 8, "Do not overlook this one fact, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." Although the early church was waiting with anticipation and longing, even to the point of doubt, for the Lord's promise to be fulfilled, Peter reminds them that God's timing is above our own, that he has a plan, and that his promise will come to pass. Furthermore, God's timing is generous and displays his patience for the world because he desires for all to know Christ and to repent and to be saved. And so it's actually to our benefit that Jesus has not come yet. So what are we to do until he returns? Peter writes, "Since you are waiting for all these things to happen, be diligent that when these things do come to pass, you are found by God to be without spot or blemish and to be at peace." We are to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, eagerly anticipating and awaiting his return, but also making use of the time until then to save the lost and to grow in our obedience and our devotion. And just as the early church waited and grew and added to their numbers, we must do the same. And so let's not grow complacent and lose perspective in this time of waiting. Let's not pretend like this faith just has for us the blessings of today or tomorrow. But ultimately, we're looking ahead for a day where we'll get to see Jesus face to face and where this world will be saved. And so let's count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as Peter tells us to, taking full advantage of each day we get before Christ's return to praise him and also to share the good news of his future coming to as many people as we can. Let's pray. Lord, we're thankful for this reminder that we get in 2 Peter that this life is not the end of the story, that we are waiting ultimately for a time where you will come, where you will return to earth, and you will save those who are waiting for you. So Lord, help us to frame our lives in that reality. Help us to be ready to share our faith, to try to win over as many people as possible, so that we can share your joy, so that we can share this future expectation. Lord, help us to remember that it's not by our own righteousness, but it's yours. And may we be looking ahead to that final day. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.